Prof, I understand that you have very interesting and good news for us about that's happening at Velvicia University. We're happy to engage on those.
Yes, we are excited that we have introduced two new short courses at the Velvicia University under the Faculty of Commerce, Law and Education, specifically under the School of Law.
Mm.
Traditionally, we have got, we speak about the bachelor's programs, which are a four-year qualification or a diploma, which is normally a two-year qualification. We have, in addition to that, now decided to introduce two short courses to ensure that we are able to assist working individuals who might not have the time or even the resources to sit for a four-year qualification or a two-year diploma, just to upskill and reskill their skills and to reach their career goals and objectives. And therefore, we have introduced in that event two short courses within the field of law.
Mm. Now, who are those short courses aimed at?
Okay, as I indicated earlier, the two short courses are aimed at individuals who are currently already employed, and they are not within the legal fraternity or the legal discipline per se.
Okay.
However, they have got some form of task that they are required to execute, or within their operations is a legal element or aspect which they should have in order to be able to effectively execute their mandate. For instance, you will find HR practitioners who are dealing with workplace issues, but these persons are trained professionally from an HR perspective and not as lawyers or not as persons with a labor law background. So we are coming in with a legal aspect to aid, for instance, HR practitioners to be able to understand the workings of the law, say when they are dealing with workplace discipline, workplace disputes, labor unrest, what you may have within the workplace setting. So they need that legal understanding or legal expertise, especially from the labor law background, to be able to handle workplace discipline and dispute. In that way, the certificate in workplace dispute resolution comes in handy.
Mm.
Apart from the HR practitioners, we have got trade union members or those that are working within organizations or companies that deal specifically with issues of labor disputes. They don't need to be HR practitioners. It could be employee relations officers, it could be trade union representatives, anyone that finds themselves within the sphere of dealing with workplace matters should be eligible and are the target market for the workplace dispute resolution certificate.
Okay. Prof, what are the...
And then we've got the certificate in telecommunications policy framework. Now, this particular certificate is aimed at those persons that are dealing with telecommunications or ICT-related matters. They are not, per se, lawyers, or they are not having a legal background or degree, and they are not functioning in the legal space per se. But because telecommunications is now vast and it touches on the aspects of your technological aspects, the economic aspects, as well as the legal aspects, now our certificate is designed in such a way that it makes an individual to be well-grounded within the sphere of telecommunications, whether you're working for Telecom Namibia, MTC, Paratus, any telecommunications-related industry person should be eligible and as a target market for the telecommunications certificate. So we are marrying the technical aspect with a legal aspect, so that when you are dealing with the technical aspects, you are able to understand what are the legal ramifications or consequences for acting in a particular way. So we marry the technology together with the legal aspects, and therefore be able to give back to the industry.
Interesting. Prof, tell us, what are the entry requirements for the certificate in workplace dispute resolution, as well as the certificate in telecommunications policy and regulation?
Okay. Now, in order for one to be eligible for admission into either of these two short courses, you must at least have either a grade 12 certificate with a minimum of 18 points and a D symbol in English, or alternatively, you can have grade 11 with a minimum of 22 points and an E symbol in English. So whether it's grade 11 or 12, or even the combination of two.
Okay. How long does each course actually take, and what is the mode of study, since it's for those who are employed?
Okay, the courses are for 3 months. If you look at how we have designed our curricula, it's in such a way that it's, I think if I'm sitting under correction currently because I don't have the curriculum in front of me, but it's 5 to 6 modules, and it's running over 3 months with approximately two to three weeks a specific module. But a certificate, holistically speaking, is running for 3 months. And the mode of study is online because we are not talking about the mode of the internet era, the fourth and the fifth industrial revolution and technology. So we are offering our courses strictly for the 2 certificates fully online. You can study from wherever you are, whether you are sitting in Katima, whether you are in Walvis Bay, Gateman, Orangimon, wherever you may find yourself. It's just a matter of you pressing a button, you log in, and then the delivery of the content will be done fully online within the comfort either of your office or from your home. And the beauty of it is that since we are cognizant that most individuals are working during the day, the courses are offered fully online in the evening. So the classes will run from 17:30 until around about 21:30, depending on at which timetable slot the specific module has been sorted in. But it is flexible, it's in the evenings, and it's totally after hours.
Okay. Is the $5,500 Namibian dollars fee all inclusive? And how do the installments actually work?
Okay. The $5,500 Namibian dollars is all inclusive. So you get an application form. If you want to apply on hard copy, then you can visit one of our nearest campuses. You obtain a hard copy application form, you fill it in, you do the payment of $230, which is now your application fee. Alternatively, you can go fully online, do your application online, and you just pay the application fee of $230, and then upon registration, that's now where you start paying the $5,500. Now, the $5,500, you can do it in 2 ways. If you want, you can do a full payment of $5,500 once off. Alternatively, you can now divide the $5,500 into 3 installments. So 5.5 divided by 3, and then in 3 installments, that's how you can do your payment. So at registration, you pay the first installment, and then the remaining 2 installments, you can pay as you progress with the certificate. By the time you are done with your certificate, then you are also done with the payment.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is the no ATM receipt rule mentioned in the poster?
Come again?
What is the no ATM receipt rule mentioned in the poster?
Oh, okay. So our payment works in such a way that we don't accept cash, number one, and we also don't want persons to go to the ATM and do the payment at ATM. Rather, go inside the bank and do the payment inside the bank, or alternatively do an EFT transfer, and then you just provide us with a proof of payment.
Okay. Prof, are those courses accredited?
Our short courses are not yet accredited. As I indicated in the beginning of the interview, the idea is not for you to be able to articulate using these courses at the moment. Obviously, in the pipeline, in the future, we could potentially make them postgraduate courses, which you'll be able to specialize and articulate into other fields of study. However, at the moment, the courses are not accredited. It's simply meant for bridging the skills gap. You are coming from telecommunications. You know the technology, but you just want to understand how the law regulates the technology you're working with. Or you are coming from the HR background. You want to understand how the law informs the work of HR practitioner. So at the moment, no, it's not accredited, but we are working in progress. In the future, who knows, it might be fully accredited with MQA. But for now, it will be skills development.
Okay. And how do I apply, and what or when is the deadline?
Okay, currently our applications are still running until the end of this month. So until the 28th of February, that's when applications are running. However, we are a bit behind with our deadline because remember this course was supposed to start already beginning of the year. So I will advise anyone who is interested in applying and who is eligible and who meets the requirement to apply at least before the 23rd of February, because our first module is set to start running from the 23rd of February. So though applications are only closing end of Feb, I really encourage interested persons and participants to apply at least before the 23rd of February so that you can join the cohort of that is starting now in February. However, those that might not meet the deadline might have not lose hope, because this is a recurring course. So after the first 3 months, again, there will be another call that will be starting somewhere, I think, in around about May. So it's a course that is designed to run at least 3 times per year.
Mm-hmm.
So those that might not meet the deadline now, they can still join the second intake that is most likely to take place in May or June. But I really encourage all those that are eligible and who meet the requirements to rush and apply before at least the 23rd of Feb. Now, how you can do the application is that you can either go to our website, www.wu.edu.na, and then you just follow the steps online, and then you can submit your application online. You do the payment and also just attach the proof of payment. In an unfortunate event where you are unable to apply online, you can visit our campuses throughout the country, get a hard copy application, and still do the application manually. Once you get it, you will process it. But I encourage people to at least try to see if they can apply online, because online applications are less cumbersome, both for the university as well as for the applicant. It's just on top, in front of your computer, you do the application and you submit. But we don't turn away those that are the walk-ins and those that apply in person. So if you are unable to apply online, you're also welcome to visit our offices across the country, our campuses, either the main campus in Windhoek or all the other satellite campuses, and they can submit the application.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.